Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Eruvin Daf Tzadi Aleph. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf Gemara before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur in the middle of Daf Tzadi Aleph, the Dibur HaMaschil from the Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Echod Gagin v'chulei. Before we begin the Gemara, let's glance at the side under our Nosei, our topic heading. Notice that this topic lasts till Daf Tzadi Beis Omid Aleph. So in effect, we have one long topic for today's shiur. We have written on the side, Machloikis Rav Rabbi Yochanan uShmuel, in other words, Rav on the one hand, Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel on the other, Beshitas Rabbi Shimon, the Kulon Rishus Achas Hein. We saw in the Mishnah that Rabbi Shimon classified Gagin, Karpifois, and Chatzeros as all one domain, creating the impression that you can carry items that were Shoves, that when Shabbos set in, vessels that were in one of those domains you can carry to the other without any problem, without any need for making an Eruv. So that's Shitas Rav Shimon. Rav says, Rak im lo irvu hachatzeros im habatim. That which Rav Shimon is prepared to say that you can carry from a gag to a chotzer and from a chotzer to a karpif, that is provided the chatzeros in question did not make an Eruv with the houses that open into those chatzeros. In the event that the houses had made an Eruv with their chatzeros, then you will likely find house vessels, vessels that were in the house at the onset of Shabbos, later brought out into the chotzer. And then we are afraid that those, we'll call them house vessels, will be carried from the chotzer sometime during Shabbos, from that chotzer to another, to a karpif, to a gag, and that would be osur, that would be prohibited. Shmuel is more lenient. He says, Bein irvu, bein lo irvu. Whether an Eruv was made between the chatzeros and the houses or not, let's emphasize, even if an Eruv was made, and there are likely to be house vessels in the chatzer, we're not going to make a gzera. Velo gazrinon, we have written, velo gazrinon shemo yitatulu kelim sheshavzu bebayezeh lochatzer acheres. We're not afraid that you'll make a mistake and carry those house vessels to another chatzer. Even though you have house vessels in that first chotzer, we will still allow you, says Shmuel, to carry chotzer vessels, vessels that were in the chotzer at the onset of Shabbos, will allow you to carry them to another chotzer, to another karpif, not fearing that you'll confuse the chotzer vessels with the house vessels. Just to repeat, but Rav, on the other hand, says that if an Eruv was made and there are house vessels in a chotzer, we won't allow you to carry even chotzer vessels to another chotzer. And all of this is within Shitas Rabbi Shimon. And we've double underlined Rav and Shmuel in our introduction and also in the Gemara to highlight the names. We now turn to the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Echod Gagin v'chulei, where Rabbi Shimon went on to say, Echod Gagin, Echod Karpifin, v'Echod Chatzerus, Kulun Rishus Achas Hein. Omer Rav, Halocha k'Rabbi Shimon. The Halocha follows Rabbi Shimon, that all of those areas are considered one halachic domain, and you can carry items from one to the other, v'hu shelo irvu, provided the houses opening into those courtyards did not make an Eruv. They didn't make an Eruv Chatzeros with their houses. Aval Irvu Loi. But if an Eruv was made, then we will not allow any carrying of any vessels from one Chotzer to the next, or from Chotzer to the Gag, even Kalim that were Shoves in the Chotzer. Why? The Gazrinan. In the event that an Eruv was made, we make a Gzera, we impose a prohibition. Dilma osi lafuki moni debotim lochotzer. We're afraid that you might carry those house vessels to a neighboring chotzer. And that would not be allowed. Again, we're assuming that no shituf muvos was made. In other words, all the chatzeros didn't join together, and therefore those house vessels would not be allowed to be brought to a neighboring chotzer. Ushmuel Omar, Bein Irvu, Bein Shelo Irvu. Even if an Eruv was made, we're not going to restrict the movement of chotzer vessels to a neighboring chotzer. V'cheinon Rabbi Yochanan, Bein Irvu, Ubein Shelo Irvo. We skip two words. Rashi says we're not goreis them, hence they are in parentheses. So Rabbi Yochanan agrees with the lenient approach of Shmuel. Maskif lo Rav Chisda l'Shmuel Rabbi Yochanan. Rav Chisda challenges Shmuel and Rabbi Yochanan based on what they said. Yomru, people could end up raising eyebrows and saying, Shnei kelim b'chotzer acha zeh muter v'zeh oser. You can have two vessels in one chotzer, and the vessel that had been in the house earlier at the onset of Shabbos will not be allowed to be moved to a neighboring chotzer, and the vessel right next to it in the same chotzer that was not in the house but was what we call a chotzer vessel. It was a vessel that was in the chotzer at the onset of Shabbos that will be allowed to be moved to a neighboring chotzer. And this sort of dual standard will cause people to have their eyebrows raised. Is that not a problem? The Gemara answers, and we have a long answer. And we have a long answer marking. Reb Shimon l'tamei de lo gozar. In fact, this is Reb Shimon's approach, that he does not make a gzera. In other words, it's true there's one kind of two vessels, one of which is really restricted, the other one is not restricted, and we're not afraid that because we're allowing the unrestricted one to be moved, you'll come to move the other one as well. Reb Shimon does not impose gzeros. Disnan. We have a Tanaic source that really is a throwback to something we learned a long time ago in this Masechta. We have an illustration, illustration 38 in the Pirush Chai on page 199. And this source is really coming on the heels of another discussion, but we don't need to get into that right now. We continue reading. Reb Shimon says, "Lama dover doime." What is the case that was under discussion over there? Like, it's like the case of l'shalosh chatzeros habsucho zulazu, three courtyards that open one into the other. Upsuchos l'rishus rabim, and each chatzer also opens into the public thoroughfare. Ve'irvu shtei hachitzonos im ha'emtzoyis. The two extreme chatzeros made an eruv, joining themselves with the middle chatzer. The outer chatzeros themselves did not join together with one another. They each one joined with the middle chatzer. So we say as follows: He mutaros imohen, the hein mutaros imo. The middle chatzer is mutar to carry things to the extreme chatzeros, and the extreme chatzeros can carry to the middle chatzer. Ubeis hachitzonos asurin zu im zu. However, the two extreme chatzeros cannot carry from one to the other. And so what we have is a situation where you'll have the vessels of the outer chatzers in the middle chatzer, and we're not afraid that v'lo gozar dilma osi lafuke moni d'ha chatzer l'ha chatzer. And there is no gezera made here. There's no restriction made on the movement from the outer chatzers to the middle chatzeros, or vice versa, in anticipation of the fear of outer extreme chotzer vessels being moved from one to the other extreme. So we see that Rabbi Shimon is not affected or not intimidated by the problem that may arise. Hochinami, so too here in our case, namely where we Rabbi Shimon Shita that Gagos, Chatzeris, and Karpifas are considered one legal entity. Here too, Lo Gazrinon, we're not going to make Gzera Dilma Osi Lapuke Moni Debotim Lo Chatzer. Namely, in the event that an Eruv was made, that is not going to prevent us from moving chotzer vessels to a neighboring chotzer only because I might move bias vessels to a neighboring chotzer. As we go on in the Gemara, we notice a new marking. We have a triangle. And as you go on in the sukkah, you'll see triangles appearing in two different directions. And on the side, we've noted that these are kushios, they are challenges. The triangle point facing up, that's Al Rav, and the triangle point inverted facing downwards, as you'll see on Amud Beis, you'll see two of them, one at the top line and another a third of the way down. Those are challenges to Shmuel's approach. Mosiv Rav Sheshes. Here we ask on Rav. Reb Shimon Omer, Echod Gagos, Echod Chatzeros, Ve'echod Karpifos, Rishus Achas Hein, Lekelim Sheshovsu Besochon, they are considered one domain with regard to vessels that were in them at the onset of Shabbos, Velo Lekelim Sheshovsu Besochabayas, and not with regard to vessels that had been in one of the houses at the onset of Shabbos. And when we say in one of the houses of the onset of Shabbos, we're saying the vessel was in the house, and in the course of Shabbos, it was brought into the adjacent chotzer, the chotzer adjacent to that house. So, as the Gemara will say, that this source is featuring a case where an Eruv was made. Otherwise, if an Eruv wasn't made, how would you have house vessels in the chotzer? So, I amris bishlamo de irvu. If you say that this source featuring Rib Shimon is talking about a case where an Eruv was made between the houses and the chotzer, hainu de mishkachas lamoni de botim bechotzer. Under such circumstances, you will find, mishkachas, you will find money or vessels, the bottom of the houses, in the chotzer. And what is the source saying? The source is saying that Reb Shimon is not gozer, even though an Eruv was made, and the chotzer vessels can be moved from one chotzer to the next, or to a karpith, to a gag, even though there are house vessels in that same chotzer that cannot be moved. So we see, just like Shmuel's approach, unlike Rav. Rav said that if an Eruv was made, then no inter-chotzer movement of vessels may take place. Elohi amris b'shelo irvu, if you're going to say that, well, this source is talking about a case where no Eruv was made, hechi mishkachas lamoni debotem b'chotzer, how can you have, legally of course, how can you have house vessels in the chotzer? And we know that this source is talking about the case of having house vessels in the chotzer. As the source says, those particular vessels are there, but they cannot be moved to another chotzer. Who moisiv law, v'hu mefarek law? Rav Sheshes raised the question on Rav, and Rav Sheshes answers on behalf of Rav. Mefarek law is to undo the question, to answer the question. The truth is, no Eruv was made, and therefore Reb Shimon can say you can carry from one chotzer to the next, or to a gag, etc. And what about the house vessels? How can they legally be there even though no Eruv was made? Bekumsa v'sudra. There's a little picture, 39, that talks about different types of clothing. head gear in this case. Those can be worn by a person in the house, worn and into the chotzer. In other words, he wears it from his house into his courtyard. He doesn't need an Eruv to allow the movement, the transport of articles of clothing that you are wearing. And then he took off the kumsa v'sudra and left it in that particular chotzer. So the source is saying that those, the kumsa v'sudra, cannot be carried to a neighboring chotzer. However, the vessels that were in the chotzer initially at the onset of Shabbos can be carried. However, if an eruv was made, then Reb Shimon would not allow any vessel movement from one chotzer to another in accordance with Rav. We continue at the top of Amud Bey's Toshma. Now you'll notice the triangle is inverted, indicating a challenge to Shmuel. The source. Anshe chotzer v'anshe mipesis. Sheshochachu v'lo irvu. You have people that live in off a courtyard, and people living off a balcony on a second story, a level with a balcony facing the chotzer. This is a sugya that we have learned in the past, and there are pictures that are available in the Pirush Chai. If you look carefully, you'll find the pictures for these things that we've learned already. But we're describing them word through words. You have the courtyard and the mirpesis, the balcony with apartments leading onto the mirpesis. Now these two groups of homes, they did not join together. However, they joined amongst themselves. In other words, there was an eruv made with all the apartments that are on that upper story that open to the balcony, and the houses that are off the courtyard made an eruv with themselves. Now, as far as the use of things that are in the chotzer, kol shigavu asor tvochem lemirpesis, if something has a height of 10 tfochim from the ground upwards, like a pole or a platform or a mound, so it's mutter for the people of the mepesis to use that, to take things and place it on that pole or on that platform, and not mutter for the people of the chotzer to use it. Pochos mikan lochotzer. Now this is an expression that one has to be very careful not to translate it literally, but Rashi explains that if something is less than 10 tfochim, so it will be osir. Lochotzer means even to the people of the chotzer, because you have two realms that have jurisdiction over that particular protrusion, the people of the mirpesis and the people of the chotzer. Bamed v'amamurim, Rashi says, Bamed v'amamurim de'mechalkin rishus chotzer mirpesis de'lo mishteru b'havi adodi. Under what circumstances do we make this division between the people of the chotzer and the people of the mirpesis? So the Gemara goes on, Bamed v'amamurim shahoyu elu shalrabim v'elu shalrabim. The irvu elu li'atzmon v'elu li'atzmon. The Mirpesis is a group of multiple dwellers, and the Chotzer has a group of multiple dwellers. They made their own Eruvin amongst themselves, not joining the Chotzer with the Mirpesis. O shel yichidim shein tzrifin larif, or the Mirpesis is a single ownership, and the Chotzer has only one domicile opening unto it, where there is no need for an Eruv to begin with. Avohoyu shel rabim v'shochachu v'lo irvu. If, however, you have mirpesis and a chotzer that are owned by the multitudes, by multiple ownerships, and they did not make an eruv, says we emphasize v'lo irvu. Gag v'chotzer v'achsadu mirpesis kulon rishus achas hein. And there is an assumption that this source is according to Reb Shimon, and it mentions here that all of these different domains, since there is no eruv, so you can carry from a gag to a chotzer to an achsadu mirpesis. They're all considered one domain. Now, why are they all considered one domain? Taimo the lo irvu. It's because they didn't make an Eruv. And since no Eruv was made, so as Rashi says, you're not going to find house vessels in the Chotzer. Or you're not going to find the Aliyah, which is the second story vessels, on the Mirpesis, on that balcony. Because they didn't make an Eruv. Ha'irvu lo, but if an eruv was made, then we won't allow movement of vessels from the chotzer to a neighboring chotzer, to an achsajer, etc., and so forth. So that is like Rav, that we make a gzera. The Gemara deflects this question on Shmuel and says, "Ha money, this source is Rabbonon hi. This source is in accordance with the Rabbonon. The Rabbonon are mode, they agree that Gagin and Chatzeros are considered one domain, one entity, and you could carry from one to the other. If we take a look at the Rashi, Rabbonon hi, the Rashi is at the lower part of the narrow lines. The Rabbonon, the modu begagin v'chatzeros derishus achas hein, ve'inhu vadai lo shoru hecho de'irvu. The Rabbonon, they definitely would not allow when an eruv was made. The Rabbonon are into the gezerah making, the gazri. They make gezerahs, they impose restrictions. But Shmuel, let's not forget, Shmuel, upon whom we had asked the question, was a commentary within Rabbi Shimon. This is a deflection. The source becomes the Rabbonon. The Rabbonon definitely do make a gzeru. I'm reading the Perek Mishnah Tziu Gabi Shalosh Chatzeros Apsuchas Ulazu the Pligyat Reb Shimon Viamru Shloshtan Asurin. Based on a Gemara we learned quite a long time ago on Daf Mem Tes, where you had three courtyards opening one into the other, and the Rabbonon disagree with Reb Shimon, and they say that each one of those Chatzeros are usur. They cannot carry things from where they are to a middle chotzer. Dilma asilafuki money the bottom the chitzona shebem tsoyis the chitzona chaverta. Where because of the fear that you might carry house vessels that were part of one extreme chotzer that were able to have been brought into the middle chotzer, and eventually those very vessels will be brought to the next chotzer. Therefore, he asers the rabbonon aser all three chaseros from carrying one into the other. Avol Rabbi Shimon lo gozar, and that's the main thing, main point for us. Rabbi Shimon does not impose gezeros. He doesn't impose restrictions. We continue in the Gemara, and we say that daikonami, by careful reading of this source, you will see that this is the Rabbonin and not Rabbi Shimon, because there's something absent from this source that if it were Rabbi Shimon, it would have been included. The lo kotoni karpuf umovui. This source that speaks about all kinds of areas being considered one reshus, it doesn't mention karpuf and movui as well. That would have been the case if it were authored by Rabbi Shimon. So, that having been said, we strengthen the defense of Shmuel's opinion, or strengthen the deflection of the question, and Shmuel's opinion remains in the game. We continue. Toshma. Again, we try to attack Shitas Shmuel. We turn our attention to illustration 41. You'll find this in your Pirush Chai on page 200, the top illustration. And you can see in this illustration an alleyway, a movui, and there are five chatzeros that open into the alleyway and open into one another as well. Each chatzer opens into the other. So now the source, Toshma, Chomesh chatzeros ha-psuchos zu-lazu u-psuchos le-movui. So you have, as we said, five courtyards opening one into the other, and they also open into the alleyway. V'shochu kulam v'lo irvu. And they forgot, and they did not make an eruv. Osur la-hachnis u-la-hotzi mi-chotzer le-movui u-min-a-movui le-chotzer. Cannot carry from the courtyard into the alleyway, nor vice versa. The kaimim sheshavsu b'chotzer p'mutu l'taltalim b'chotzer. Kaimim that were in a particular chotzer at the onset of Shabbos can be carried around in that chotzer. Uvamovui oser, but not in the alleyway. Rabbi Shimon matir. Rabbi Shimon is lenient. He allows. Shoyer b'shimon omer kolzman shehein shel rabim v'shochachu v'lo irvu, that as long as you have something owned by multiple owners and they forgot and did not join together, gag v'chotzer v'achsajim v'pesis v'karpufu movui kulon reshus achas hein, there was, as far as Rabbi Shimon is concerned, if no Eruv was made, you can carry from the Chotzer to the Mavui, unlike what the Tanakama had said, had restricted. Now, we see here an allowance, and we see we're focusing in our sugyot, with our markings, we dashed, underlined Reb Shimon, and the Velot Irvu. Why does Reb Shimon allow movement of vessels from one domain to the next as listed here? Taimo de lo Irvu, because no Eruv was made. Ha Irvu, lo. However, if an Eruv was made, then Reb Shimon would not be lenient. He would be restrictive. That is like Rav, and unlike Shmuel. Hence, we call this a question on Shmuel. The Gemara deflects the question, my lo irvu. What does lo irvu mean over here? Lo irvu chatseros bahadi hadodi. The chatseros didn't join one with another. Ho chotzer ubotim irvu. However, the chotzer, each chotzer with its own houses, did join together. And now we spell out, even though you will have house vessels in any one of the given chatzeros, nevertheless, Rabbi Shimon does not make a gzera and allows you to carry from one, he allows you to carry chotzer vessels from one chotzer to the next, not making a gzera out of fear that you might carry one of the house vessels. So we are emphasizing at this point in the Gemara that an Eruv was made between the houses and the Chatzer, and the only Lo Irvu, that which was not, was the Chatzers didn't join one with the other. The Gemara asks, regarding this answer, Vaha Lo Irvu Katani, the source, you can't deny the Loshan, the source says Lo Irvu, that is Mashma, no Eruv whatsoever was made. And that would then reinstate the question on Shmuel. If you accept this, that no Eruv whatsoever was made, that's the only reason that there is leniency here. Otherwise, a Gzera would have been made. A problem for Shmuel. The Gemara says, no, answer. The Gemara now answers, my lo Irvu. The expression of lo Irvu in this source that gave us the impression that no Eruv at all was made, it's lo Nishtatfu. That means no Shituf Movui was made. In other words, the Chatzeros did not join at all with the, didn't join together, making a Shituf Muvois. And this source is not talking about Eruv Chatzeros at all. It's talking about the lack of a Shituf Muvois. But an Eruv was made between the houses and the Chatzeros, and nevertheless, you're allowed to carry Chotzer vessels from one Chotzer to a neighboring Chotzer, and we don't make a gzera. V'boyasema, another approach to defend Shmuel's position. Reb Shimon ledivram de rabbanon k'omar lahu. Reb Shimon in this source is not reflecting his own opinion. He is addressing the rabbanon on their terms. Lididi, according to me, says Reb Shimon, that all of these areas, the Gag, Chotzer, Al-Sadr, etc., are considered one domain. As far as I am concerned, lo shno irvu velo shno lo irvu. It makes no difference, even if an Eruv was made, and certainly if no Eruv was made, under all circumstances it's mutter to go from one chotzer to the next, to carry chotzer vessels from one chotzer to the next. Ela l'didchu, but according to you, the Rabbanan, that are restrictive, that don't consider them all one domain, at least concede to me that in the event that no Eruv was made, and then there would be no fear of house vessels being in any chotzer, that they are considered one domain, and allow, why don't you allow under those circumstances where no Eruv was made to carry from one chotzer to the next? So this pshat is preserving the original Lashon. That's why I have a double star here to align this with what we had above. This pshat is preserving the original language of the Lo Irvu, but it's not a reflection of Rabbi Shimon. It's Rabbi Shimon talking to the Rabbanon on their terms. And the Rabbanon are people that are more restrictive. The Omru Le Rabbanon, and the Rabbanon respond, Lo. Shtei Rishios Hain. Even if there is no Eruv, what that was made, we're still not going to allow the carrying from a gag to a chotzer to achsadra, etc., because they are considered two separate domains. Omar Mar. This is a quote from above. We have a little arrow to the right-hand side of the Gemara text. You can align this with the arrow you find higher up. You see where this is a quote. It said, Uvamovui Osir. The Tanakama had mentioned that kelim that were shoves in a chotzer can be moved around in the chotzer, but cannot be moved around. Things that were shoves in the movui cannot be moved around there. So lemo mesela the Rabbi Zera Marav. Can we say that this supports the teaching of Rabbi Zera Omar Rav? Or the Omar Rabbi Zera Omar Rav. Rabbi Zera in the name of Rav says movui shelo nishtafu bo. A movui that didn't join together with its adjacent courtyards, ein metaplin ela v'dalet amos, no movement can take place in such an alleyway. The Gemara says, and now if you say that the source that's uva movui osur means like we just said. They take that literally, that you can't move things around in the movui, then this source would seem to support the Amoraic teaching of Rabbi Zera in the name of Rav. The Gemara says, no. Ema u la movui asur. In other words, it's saying is that if no Eruv was made, so you cannot carry from the, let's say, courtyard vessels into the alleyway. That then is not a support to Rav. That's a different issue. The Gemara asks, well, if that's the pshat, you're going to say ulamovui, also carrying from the chotzer to the movui, hainu reisha. Then that's what it said in the reisha. Notice we have a little star, and you look up above in the source. It said that no eruv was made. Also lachzotzi mechotzer to the movui. It already said that you can't go from the chotzer to the movui. You can't carry vessels from the chotzer to the movui. So why does it have to say again the same thing when it says ulamovui osur? The Gemara answers, Mishnah Yesero Itzderichole. There is a repeat of that halacha of not being allowed to go take things from the chotzer to the mavui, but the extra expression is needed to dispel what I would have thought otherwise. And what is that? Mahu detemo. Ki pligi rabbonon olei de Rabbi Shimon. I might have thought, without the repetition in the source, that the rabbonon who disagree with Rabbi Shimon, hani mili, when do they disagree? When are they restrictive and not allow movement of vessels from one domain to the next? Hani mili hecho de irvuv. That the opinion of the rabbonon is restricted to the case that an eruv was made between the houses and the courtyards, and the fear being that you'll end up carrying house vessels into a neighboring courtyard or roof or achsadra. Aval hechadalo yirvu module. However, if no eruv was made, so maybe the rabbonin would agree with Rabbi Shimon. If no eruv was made, so there are no house vessels in the chatzeros. Komash Malon, so from the extra expression of the Mishnah, we are taught that even when no Eruv was made, the Rabbonon are nevertheless restrictive. Omer Lei Ravino L'Ravashi. We continue at the top of Tzali Beis Omen Aleph. Mi Omer Rabbi Yochanan Hochi. Would Rabbi Yochanan have said thusly? Now, this question is throwback to Tzadi Aleph Omen Aleph, where Rabbi Yochanan paralleled Shmuel and said, Bein Irvu, Bein Shlo Irvu, we will paskin like Rabbi Shimon. And you have an arrow to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text with a Tzadi Aleph Omen Aleph indicator. You can look back at Tzadi Aleph Omen Aleph, find the parallel arrow indicating Tzadi Beis Omen Aleph, and you'll see where what we are referring to. So the Gemara asks, would Rabbi Yochanan have said thusly, V'ho Omar Rabbi Yochanan, halacha kistam Mishnah utnan, the halacha shall follow the following unnamed Mishnah, which says, and we will then see how this does not reflect the opinion or the leniency of Rabbi Shimon. So Rabbi Yochanan here is saying the halacha follows this source, Utnan, the following source. Kaisel Shebein Shtei Chatzeros. Now this is a situation, a picture that we've seen numerous times already. You can look back in the Pirush Chai in the 7th Perek, picture 15, and you'll see this case, but it's fairly clear anyway. Even without a diagram, you have two courtyards and a wall running between them. Gavoa Sor V'Rochav Arba, it's 10 Tvachim tall and 4 Tvachim wide. Ma'arvin Shnai Bein Ma'arvin Echad. These two chatzers cannot join together, but they can make their own internal eruvim with their houses. Hoyu barosho peros. If on the top of this wall there are fruits, elu oylin mikan v'uchlin, the elu oylin mikan v'uchlin, the members of each courtyard can go up to the top of the wall and eat the fruits on the top of the wall. Ubilvad shelo yoridu lamata, and provided they do not lower. They don't take fruits off the wall down to the chotzer. So what do you see? That to go from chotzer to chotzer is forbidden. The Gemara answers, "My lamata, lamata labotim." Lamata means that you can't take the fruits from the wall into the houses. The Gemara attempts to deflect this answer by citing what appears to be a source. The Ha Toni Rebbe Chiya, the Rebbe Chiya has a Tanaic source that says, "Uvad shelo yehi ze oimed bimkoymoy v'oichel, veze oimed bimkoymoy v'oichel." With regard to the fruits that are on top of the wall, we don't want fruits to be taken from the wall and eaten by the person standing in the chotzer. So you see from here that it's not an issue of simply assuring taking from the wall into the houses, but even taking from the wall into the chotzeros would be usur. And that would again show, unlike Rabbi Shimon, because according to Rabbi Shimon, going from one chotzer to the next would be okay, so there would be no problem with taking stuff from the wall, dividing the two chatzeros down into any one of the chatzeros. And yet we see from here that they cannot do that. Omar lay, so the Gemara responds, "V'chi Rebbe lo shana Rebbe Chiya minayin lo." This brisa that Rebbe Chiya quotes is not something that he received as a tradition from Rebbe. And we understand that Rebbe Chiya's brises, if they're not based on a tradition that he received from Rebbe, so it has no halachic strength. And therefore, when we saw in the original Mishnah, Uvavad shelo yoridu lamato, it meant lo yoridu, they shouldn't take from the wall and carry it into the houses. But from the wall to the chotzer, that would be okay, like Rebbe Shimon. So we have, in effect, maintained Rabbi Yochanan's psak like Rebbe Shimon, and that the fact that Rabbi Yochanan had said that halacha follows a Stam Mishnah, that's fine and good. The Stam Mishnah is not talking about movement from wall to chotzer or from chotzer to chotzer, but rather it's talking from the wall to the houses, thereby preserving what we saw originally, Rabbi Yochanan's psak like Rabbi Shimon. Before we close, let us just remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.